Some time ago, a man decided to lie down, still on the ground of one of the busiest walking footpaths in his city, with his eyes closed. A lot of people passing by didn't react. They didn't offer help or call the emergency. Were they in such a hurry that they didn't see the man on the pavement? Maybe some of them yes, but, in fact, it is something called the bystander effect. If you see something dangerous or serious happening to someone right before your eyes, you will certainly act to help the person in trouble, right? While we might all like to believe that this is true, psychologists suggest that the greater the number of people is present, the less likely people are to help. Why is it so? First, being part of a crowd makes you believe that the responsibility can be shared between others around. Then, there's a need to act in correct and socially acceptable ways. When other people fail to react, you do the same. But remember, the best guide is always your own system of morality.
And here is another caller with an amusing story from the famous Glastonbury Music Festival in England.
Hi, I was a member of the audience at the festival. We were watching a live performance when suddenly we saw something in the sky. Looking closer, there was a stunt guy with a special jet suit flying like a bird. Can you believe it? What's more, the Rocket Man was carrying a pizza. And it was not an accident. There was a well-known singer, Elton John, on stage, surprisingly performing the song Rocket Man at that moment. By accident? I don't think so. Every year, festival goers try to sneak pizza into the party. So this year, the delivery man helped hungry campers get a slice of it from the sky, listening to Rocket Man at the same time.
Some students are holding mirrors to their faces, stretching the sides of their mouths up with their fingers. You won't believe it, but they are practicing how to smile. Don't get me wrong, this isn't part of their school curriculum. It's not something most people would think to pay for, but such services as a smile instructor are seeing an increase in demand in Japan. Why? For sure not for fun. A lot of people realized they hadn't been using the muscles of their face much and, as a result, don't remember how to smile now. The masks are the ones to be blamed. Many Japanese people have been using them to fight with seasonal illnesses. Even women find it easier to go out without makeup, or men without a shave. The masks had already been common in the East Asian country before the pandemic. However, their use has risen extremely since then, and the government officially recommended to wear them. Some people believe that in general, Japanese people are less likely to smile than those from the West, because of their system of government and sense of security as an island nation. However, culturally a smile signifies that you have no gun, and you aren't a dangerous person. Ironically, threatening the Japanese with guns might work just fine with encouraging them to smile.